Pope John Paul II today fulfilled one of the major goals of his papacy, closing the Jubilee year that ushered in the third millennium of Christianity. In a solemn ceremony at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, the pontiff pulled shut the Holy Door, which is opened only during Jubilee years, special years when the faithful can receive indulgences for their past sins. From Rome, NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
Today's long ceremony began with the closing of the Holy Door. While the Pope, wearing gold-colored robes, stood before the door, the silence was shattered by the sounds of police helicopters above and the clicking lenses of photographers' cameras. After the Pope knelt for a few moments of prayer, a crowd the Vatican estimated at 100,000 broke into applause as he tugged the door shut. The Pope said, "We know with certainty that the door of your clemency is never shut for those who believe in your love and proclaim your mercy."
Gloria in excelsis Deum.
The door will be covered with bricks until the next holy year, scheduled to take place in 2025. Unless John Paul or one of his successors proclaims an extraordinary Jubilee year before then. Vatican officials say 25 million pilgrims came to Rome since the Jubilee opened on Christmas Eve 1999. Tens of thousands of latecomers were in St. Peter's Square yesterday, waiting in line for up to 4 hours to cross the Holy Door's threshold into Christendom's largest church. According to the Catholic faith, pilgrims who pass through the Holy Door are granted indulgences, which is remission of all their sins. Today's door-closing ceremony and the solemn Mass that followed marked a milestone for Pope John Paul II. Ever since he was elected to the papacy in October 1978, the Pope has been driven by the words whispered to him by his fellow Polish Cardinal Stefan Wyszyński, who told him, "If God has chosen you, he has chosen you to lead the Church into the next millennium." And today the Pope reflected on some of the highlights of this holy year. In a reference to the unprecedented mea culpa he issued last March, John Paul said, "The Great Jubilee has offered us an extraordinary opportunity to carry out the purification of memories, seeking God's forgiveness for the infidelities of the Church's children during these 2,000 years." Other high points, the Pope said, included Youth Day last August, when about 2 million young, cheering Catholics camped out in Rome, and his visit to the Holy Land when John Paul went to the Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem and left a prayer at the Western Wall. Today, the Pope also issued an 82-page apostolic letter reflecting on the challenges of the third millennium, in which he announced that all money left over after expenses for the Holy Year are covered would be placed in a new fund dedicated to charitable purposes. John Paul also appeared to squash speculation that his poor health might force him to step down. Speaking in a strong voice, he said, "We return to our normal activities, but this is something quite different from taking a rest." In fact, the papal itinerary for 2001 includes visits to Syria and Ukraine. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.